mouth of the Midwest, Marty Terrell on 1700 The Champ.
Welcome back, mouth of the Midwest. Trent Condon here. Marty Terrell as he gets prepared down in St. Louis, getting ready for Arch Madness in the MVC tournament. We'll hear from Marty in about the next 10 minutes live from St. Louis. But right now, we're going to take a look at the numbers. We'll take a look at that MVC tournament, talk conference tournaments, and the NCAA tournament from Caesars Entertainment. Todd Furman back with us here on Mouth of the Midwest. Todd, good talking with you as always, and a very busy time right around the corner is probably starting up with conference tournaments beginning this week for you out there in Vegas.
No doubt about it, conference tournaments, the calm before the proverbial storm, which is the NCAA tournament, at least for us out here in Las Vegas. Unfortunately, though, the Missouri Valley tournament doesn't generate a whole lot of buzz, even with a team playing as well as Wichita State, arguably making a strong case to be considered amongst the top three seed lines when we have Selection Sunday a week from this Sunday.
Yeah, Todd, I want to start kind of right there with some of the mid-majors and the tournaments that begin this week. For a pure watching standpoint, a lot of people like this next week and a half to 2 weeks as we get ready for the NCAA tournament. There's even more games jam-packed in here, the end of the regular season for the big boys in the beginning of these mid-major and low-major conference tournaments. With the action out there, though, do people get hyped in nearly as much? I know the NCAA tournament is such a huge thing, but is it gaining more and more traction with the betting public and some of the squares coming in from outside to come in and bet out of Vegas?
The reality, Trent, is I'm surprised that conference championship week doesn't generate nearly the buzz that you'd expect. You talk about the higher volume of games from all the power conferences that'll go on between next Thursday and Saturday. You'd figure folks would want 50 or 60 different games to bet on instead of the 16 games they'll have on that first Thursday and Friday of the NCAA tournament first round. I like to think of it as a hidden gem. So any of the college basketball fans out there listening, I strongly encourage you to take a look at conference championship week instead of the opening weekend. You'll have a little more flexibility, freedom, and the rates are a heck of a lot cheaper as well.
Hey, Todd, as you go through, and, you know, for a lot of teams, they might play a game or two or go to one of those, you know, early season conference tournaments and play on a neutral floor, but from there on out, it's home and away throughout the whole schedule. And is it tough when you're making lines for these teams because, for the most part, they haven't played many neutral floor games, trying to set that maybe opening round, quarterfinal round matchup in the conference tournament?
We have a good indication from a true power number standpoint how these teams will match up on a neutral. It's the betting public that becomes a lot more surprised when they see some of the shorter lines. We can take a prime example of a Wichita State-Creighton game. Wichita State, a one-point dog when they made the trip to Quest and Omaha before blowing out the Blue Jays. Those two teams, Wichita State was probably a 2 to 2.5 point favorite on a neutral. Now that number will get adjusted. They're probably closer to a 3.5 or 4 point favorite. But the public bias, a huge factor in how we'll set lines, especially when you talk about a Big East tournament where there are arguably 9 or 10 teams competing for postseason berth.
Todd, you guys out there at Caesars, do you set future bets, anything like that, for winning the conference tournament, or is it, at least at this point, strictly just going game to game and you're able to bet that way?
We do for a lot of the power conferences. We don't do a whole lot with the mid-majors. Mm-hmm. I know I've seen some prices for the Missouri Valley. Wichita opened up as a $1.60 favorite to win the tournament. Creighton checks in at about 5-2, and you can get the field at 2-1. Really think it's a two-horse race there. But the Ohio Valley, which is going on right now, Murray State, a prohibitive favorite at nearly minus $8. And a lot of these smaller conferences just don't generate the same interest that we'd like to see out here in Vegas. I can count on my hands how many bets we'll take in the Atlantic Sun and smaller conferences like that over the course of the day.
Not a whole lot of fans of the Campbell Camels, apparently, as they fell yesterday in their conference tournament. We're talking to Todd Furman, Caesars Entertainment, here on Mouth of the Midwest as we go inside the numbers. And a question here about a couple games locally. I know for college basketball, much different than it is in college football, where the spreads come out Sunday night, sometimes early Monday morning for a college football game, where college basketball, you basically have to wait up till the day of the game to get the spread a lot of different times. But as you take a look ahead here for Iowa State, a huge game for them on Saturday against Baylor, and a win would give them the 3 seed in the Big 12 tournament. What at least area number do you think we're going to see with Iowa State and the Baylor Bears?
Iowa State, probably not on that must-win line that you thought they'd be in no more than a few weeks ago. I mean, this is a team who's playing great basketball. They did miss an ideal opportunity to knock off Missouri and improve some of their seeding. But Hilton Magic has been tremendous this year, and you look at Iowa State playing host to Baylor this weekend, that number stands to open right around to pick them. I think Iowa State will have revenge on their mind, and don't be surprised if the professionals come in on this number, push it closer to 1, 1.5, compared to where we saw Iowa State as a 7-point underdog when they upset Kansas, and a 4-point underdog when they had a near miss at home against Missouri earlier in the year.
Well, when you talk about that, you know, you kind of talked about, Todd, the motivation of a team. It comes down to the end. A lot of people say, oh, they have to get this win. This is a must-win to get in the NCAA tournament. They can't afford a loss here to a bad team, whatever it is. When it gets down to this last part of the season, the end of February and into March with the regular season games, is there a lot of times that you have to put that into account when you're building a line, or is that things that maybe just the squares out there, the people like me trying to figure things out or maybe overthinking things a little bit, you should just stick to the numbers?
We leave the motivation more to the handicappers out there. If we try and include too much of that as bookmakers in our opening numbers, we'll actually create value for some of the sharper bettors out there. So it creates a real unique experience. We take the UConn-Providence game as a prime example earlier in the week. That number opened at 3. The general public believes UConn is in a must-win spot. Providence is just playing out the stretch. Number gets bet as high as 5. Inevitably, the sharp money starts to flood the market at plus 5, and the Friars get the win outright. That's just a microcosm for some of what we'll see over the next couple weeks. I tell people, matchups are key. Every team wants to win these games, but if you can't win the X's and O's, it's awfully tough to cover the number.
Well, you talk about motivation for teams also. On the other side, teams throwing in the towel, playing out the string, coaches maybe on the hot seat, all things like that. Is that just another thing that the other side looks at? You guys don't put that into consideration either?
I think there are teams that you can look at and try and figure out, has motivation waned? Has a team quit? But then there are those teams like Illinois, a prime example. Everyone thought they had thrown in the towel. They're a 6-point favorite over the weekend to Iowa. They go out there and play one of their more complete games of the season. Tonight's game, Illinois opens as a pick 'em against Michigan. Number has been bet out to 2, so obviously that's not public money coming in on the Fighting Illini. So I always tell people, unless you know that the team has definitely quit, don't use that as the last thing to put you over the top before making a wager.
As you guys go through, you break things down, you know who's going to be in the tournament, you don't know the matchups. How quickly are you going to be able to get those lines out when we find out on Selection Sunday who's in the tournament and who's facing who?
I actually err on the side of caution, I'll admit. So Sunday night, we'll take our time putting together some of our opening numbers and probably release those to the general public Monday. I know some of my colleagues throughout the industry love to be first, and they'll see their numbers move as much as 3 to 4 points as they try and anticipate some of these matchups. I think as you look at the field of now 68, you have to take into account the contrasting styles, how the conferences rate against one another, and really be doing your homework to know how these teams are performed during their non-conference portion of the schedule before you put too much emphasis on a team like South Florida or Notre Dame, who has tremendous Big East records, but a lot of holes on their resume before they got into conference play.
Hey, Todd, when we talked right before the Super Bowl, you gave us a future name, Florida, to take a look at, and they've been inconsistent, but you still have to love the talent that they have on the team. Is there any more maybe future bets that you're taking a look at as we're looking at the long shots? Kentucky, the big-time favorite, obviously, when we get to the NCAA tournament the way that they've played, but teams a little bit lower on. So a team comes out of nowhere to win a national championship. Where are some places that you're looking?
I think when you go through the field and you try and find these so-called long shots, Wichita State would have been on my short list, but value has officially been zapped from the Shockers right now. I think a team like the Temple Owls, who checks in about 125, 150 to 1 in that range, the team has a ton of talent, a lot of big men, and a coach in Fran Dunphy who can get his team motivated. People forget they were an overtime away from upending San Diego State in the first round of the dance last year, so they offer quite a bit of value. And the same Michigan Wolverines team, who I think will struggle tonight in Champaign at 75 or 100 to 1, John Beilein will have this team playing well, and they have tremendous jump shooters. And while you do worry about their rebounding, that 1-3-1 style, awfully tough to account for when you only have a 36-hour window of preparation.
That sounds good, Todd. Good catching up with you as always. Hopefully, maybe Monday or Tuesday of the first week of the NCAA tournament. If you have a couple minutes, we can hop on and talk to you again.
Sounds great. We'll have plenty more to talk about, and I tell people to enjoy these conference tournaments and try not to get too bogged down with all this bubble talk.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Todd.
All right. Thanks, Trent.
Todd Furman joins us, Caesars Entertainment out in Vegas. Always good catching up. Some interesting news and notes there, talking about, you know, looking forward, trying to find value, teams that are out of it, playing out the string, teams that have all this motivation to get in the tournament, Todd says they really don't take a whole lot of look at that. Very interesting there, no doubt. Well,